So my name is David, and I am working at Elastic for 3 years now. So don't trust me. Try everything by yourself, and because I'm a bit biased now. Actually, this talk is based on my own experience when I was working for the French Customs. I put in place the NoSQL world at the French Customs Services and Elasticsearch, and this is what I'm going to relate today. But I'm going to use another use case than the French Customs. And the talk will be about how you can add advanced search on your existing application. So the use case we are going to use today is about marketing data. Let's say that we are collecting some data about persons, physical persons, such as the name, the address, the birth date, some marketing counters, how many times my user click on my cars button in my mobile application, for example. So marketing counters. And today, we have existing running application. I choose here to use something like, we code in Java. So I'm using here a Tomcat container. My application is running here. I'm speaking with a MySQL database here. And I have a front end built in AngularJS. So it's not that old application. I don't want to focus today on JSP pages. This is not the purpose of the talk. I'm going to talk about the backend. So this is the reason I have a modern front end here. We have this application, and we want to move the search part using a real search engine. So what do we have? We have our domain layer, and we have so Java beans. We have the high level, the top level bean is a person, which contains the name, the date of birth, the gender, also the address, which is another bean here, containing, for example, the country, the city, the geolocation point here, which is a latitude and longitude, and also the marketing counters, as I said. And we have the similar things in the database, so a table for person, table for address, and table for marketing data. This is what we have. So let's have a look at what is running now. I will show you this QR code again at the end of the session, so you will be able to copy the basically the GitHub repository, and if you want to replay that from home. So let's look at what we have. So I'm running already my application in my, I hope the sound is correct, in my IntelliJ ID. So it's already running. If I look at what I have, for now I have nothing in the database. I have a simple interface where I am able to search. The first thing I need to do is to inject some data. So using this API, I'm going to inject randomly 10,000 people. If I look at the search part now, so data are streamed to the MySQL database. And if I start to search, I can see the data coming. If I search for people named Joe, I have some people named Joe, some people living in France, okay. So it's working, basically. And I have also the advanced search feature, where I'm able to search in the name field, in the country field, and in the city field explicitly. So let's say I want to search for Joe living in France, in my city here, Sergi. Okay. So this is what we have. If we look at the code behind the scene, let's move that. So I have a first method, which is here a find like Google method. So this is for this simple search here. So my injection is over. If I look, how long does it take? So I was able to inject around 300 documents per second here. Okay, so looking at the code back, so the find like Google method is getting from the interface the query. And we are using Hibernate here. I'm going to generate a query using Hibernate. So if I look at this code, what I'm doing here, I'm doing a like a search. So using this form, and I'm creating a join with the address table here. So I'm searching for what the user set inside the name field, inside the address.country field, and address.city field. So that's basically it. If we look at the advanced search, so I'm getting from the interface free information, the name, the country, and the city. So this is really similar. I'm building, again with Hibernate, search. So on the name field, I'm searching explicitly for the name, address.country, and address.city. So this is exactly the same thing. Okay, let's move back to the slides. Should be the slides. Where are my slides? That's funny. Okay. So, we want to connect now our existing application to Elasticsearch. And what can we do for that? So we can use an ETL. So an ETL is basically a tool which is able to extract data from a source, then transform this data to your JSON document, and then push this data back to Elasticsearch cluster. So ETL tools are, for example, Mule ESB or Talon. Those are great tools for that. But we have an issue here. Actually, we are trying to poll the database every 5 minutes, for example, and we are trying to find what is new in the database or what has been updated in the database. So polling the database every 5 minutes is not real time, right? If a user creates a new data in the database, then you have to wait for 5 minutes before you are able to search for it, actually. So it's bad. What happens if you delete something in the database? When you are going to run the SQL again against the database, you need to be aware that something which is not coming back has to be deleted in Elasticsearch. So that's super tricky to solve. Maybe you can use a trigger, but okay. Or you can use maybe a technical table saying, oh, I have deleted something. So, but you have to do a lot of things. Actually, also, if you have a complex model, with a lot of collection of properties, collection of properties, then the SQL you have to run will be super hard because it's hard to produce a JSON document within only one call. So I prefer to use a direct connection for that. And actually, why you should read the database again if you have already your data in memory. So let's imagine that I have my bin here in my memory. Within the same transaction, I am putting my data into the database. I can use the same bin, serialize it to JSON, and then send it to Elasticsearch within the same transaction. Right. This is something we are going to do. Actually, when you delete a document, this is the same story. Because within the same transaction, you can simply say to Elasticsearch, oh, delete the same document. Right. This is something we are going to do. But first, I want to talk about the document design.